It's the Wealth Transfer Project. This is Jav Parrish. Everyone saw this one coming, but that doesn't make it any better. President Bush's fiscal year 2006 budget proposal, unveiled in detail last week, is the other shoe dropping. It's not quite fair to say this is a budget designed to reduce the deficit. There's still plenty of expansive spending. The Pentagon's budget increases in this cycle, and pork for favored Republican projects still abounds. But what the budget does do is use the deficit, created in 4 short years by this administration, as an excuse for targeting all the programs Republicans don't like. The Department of Education, for example, which Republicans once wanted to abolish, takes a $4.3 billion hit. Money for health care, $1.7 billion in reduced or eliminated programs, $2.5 billion in agriculture, $500 million in federal housing expenditures. Even aid to local and state law enforcement gets a $1.5 billion reduction. Regulatory agencies from the EPA to the Forest Service will have to make do with less. Here in the Northwest, the effects will be profound. Washington State's congressional delegation is up in arms over a proposal to charge users of the federal Bonneville Power Administration market rates for power, rather than the low, subsidized rates utility customers currently pay. Effectively, it's an enormous tax increase for the BPA's 4-state service area. Federal money for Hanford cleanup is also cut. Money for the Puget Sound's pressing transportation needs? Forget about it. Bush has used enormous tax cuts, primarily directed toward the wealthy. He's used an expanded federal bureaucracy, largely devoted to corporate welfare. And he's used the cost of post-9/11 militarism, primarily benefiting Halliburton, Lockheed Martin, and other military contractors. He's used all that to drive up the federal deficit. He's then trying to alleviate that deficit by reducing programs that don't primarily benefit the wealthy. Education, healthcare, housing, environmental protection. Bush's budget is just as telling for what it omits, also. Costs of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, let alone any prospective wars in Iran or Syria, are not included. Neither are the massive transition costs attached to Bush's plan for partial privatization of Social Security. In both cases, as the Fed spend money, it's winding up in very deep pockets. The military contractors in Iraq and Afghanistan, banks on Wall Street, or Social Security. The simple rule, follow the money. This is not fiscal prudence in this budget. It's a massive wealth transfer scheme, an effort to use the power of federal spending to benefit the economic elites who are George W. Bush's core constituency. This is the thank you for the hundreds of millions of dollars poured into Bush's re-election campaign. What would fiscal prudence look like? It would be very different. Consider Iraq, where $9 billion slated for Iraqi reconstruction vanished into thin air, and $20 billion remains unaccounted for by coalition provisional authority audits. Consider the allegations of price gouging and corruption that have been dogging Halliburton and all the other various contractors and subcontractors employed by a steadily privatizing military effort. There's been virtually no call, either from Bush or his Republican allies in Congress, to rein in all this wasteful spending. That's where the excess money is going, not to school kids or welfare queens or grizzly bears, or to states and local governments, most of which are facing their own budget crises. Some of these programs can be salvaged, if people speak up. But that doesn't change the overall dynamic of wealth transfer in this budget. Massive government spending that overwhelmingly benefits the wealthy, who in turn are paying less and less of the actual burdens of financing government. That dynamic is likely to stay with us for the next 3 budgets. One can only hope that voters remember whose interests Republicans are fighting for, and whose they're not, come election time. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.